Yo, it's Kyle with the AK96 podcast. Happy to be back talking with my bro.
Yo, it's Alex. I ain't been on here for the last one, and we ain't been on here for 2-3 weeks.
Nah, the last episode was about 2 weeks ago, but we've been busy.
Okay, that's not bad. The Star Wars one?
Nah, Star Wars was last week. That's been 2 weeks too.
Okay, so it's been 2 weeks.
No.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago or last week?
Wednesday.
Last Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay, so that's we're not that bad. All right, shout out to Colin.
Nah, but we're doing it. We here, back with another episode.
Sipping on wine.
Yeah, sipping on wine. I was about to ask what are these, but we already know what it is.
Yeah.
but nah, man. So, I know we haven't really, you know, spoken in a little minute. But again,
yeah,
you know, catching up and whatnot. So, what's going on with in the week of Alex?
The week was good. Most part, honestly, yeah, week was pretty straight, honestly. It was a really chill week. I didn't really get much. I'm not even going to cap. I didn't get anything done this week, really, because I didn't have nothing to really get done. But work was shut down. Like, the server shut down for 2 days. So,
oh, really?
We pretty much got paid for 2 days to do.
That was a good week.
Yeah. It was cool. I'm not going to lie. Thursday and Friday was pretty straight.
Oh, that's a nice way to end the week.
Yeah, I kind of had, like, a four-day weekend. And then went skating Friday. That was cool. Nice. Saturday was cool too. Nice. Then some stuff happened.
Nice.
And then other than that, you know, Sunday, I'm getting myself back right. So, nice, you know what I'm saying? Going through some things, but we getting back right.
Nice. Nah, the same week, bro. Just really been grinding all week. Work for me, it was pretty chill. This week, not a lot of calls, but I've been working on a lot of big policies, really servicing them. So, we're really kind of handling the back end work. And really just trying to stay consistent in the gym. I told you a couple not too long ago, I hit my PR on the incline. So, yeah, just working on that, man. And, you know, we went to the gym earlier, so just been handling that.
That's dope.
But, nah, man, you know, shoot. Another day, you know what I'm saying? Keep moving forward.
Yeah.
So that's all we can do.
Literally, bro. As like this year gets crazier and crazier and unexpected things happen.
Speaking of crazy, man, so I know we're kind of late. You know, to the topic.
Oh, that's cool shooting.
But,
man.
You know. But how you feel about that?
How do I feel about school shooting? It's crazy that we're the only country that has that problem.
For real? Literally?
Honestly. We're the only... And they said there's been more shootings than there's been days in the year so far.
Really?
Yeah. More shootings this year than the days of this year have gone by. Wow. Which is insane. But I don't really even know the solution to it. But I think it's just bad people. That's all I can say. Just a lot of bad people. And I'm not going to say it's mental health. I'm just going to say it's just bad people.
Evil people.
Yeah.
Just evil people in this world.
Yeah, but they should do, if you want to purchase a gun, I don't even think you should be 18. Mm-hmm. I think you should be like, I'm going to say, you can't say 25, but I'm going to say like 21. But, you know, illegal guns are going to be everywhere. So,
right. You
pretty much got to stop that right. From going on. But you can't really, right. I don't know what they're going to do, honestly. Honestly, it's just, there's always a loophole around everything, and you got people that are just always going to find a way to evade the government and police, and you don't want to be helpless either, because you do need to protect yourself, because right. He got a gun and I got a knife, I'm not winning.
Right. Nah, first off, for me, it's really sad how desensitized, you know, I am, and how the world is, you know.
Same.
It, because I was at work when I found this out, and somebody told me, and I was like, wow, you know, like, and I was just so I was, you know, I was working, you know, I was in the zone, and I heard, and I was like, man, another one. So A, just so desensitized, and it hurts because it's like, how many more kids have to die
kids.
For people to get it together? You know what I'm saying? I feel like, hey, we could spend, you know, $50 billion in aid, you know, to another country, you know, we could do the same for us. You know, there is no reason why, you know, the police or, you know, maybe a third-party contracted security guard, you know, they can have a team stationed up. Shoot, I was stationed up in Piranha. You know, we was all posted up, you know.
Yeah.
We can have people posted up at schools. So, but it goes to show you.
I think they should have people like that at schools.
Exactly. Though. And it just goes to show you where the attention is.
Yeah.
You know, where the focus is. You know, and honestly, yeah, and it's hard because honestly, you know, I don't want to take, you know, kids, or I wouldn't even say kids, 18-year-olds right to purchase a gun, because, you know, people are born in situations where they have to protect themselves. So exactly. Maybe there is a 15-year-old, 16-year-old out there that can't wait to turn 18 just to be strapped up legally, you know, and I get that. And but I definitely sympathize with what you stated. You know, unfortunately, it's just bad people. It's evil people out here and they don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
They don't give a fuck about themselves. They don't give a fuck about others. And there's nothing we can really do about that, you know?
For real.
In Britain, they stated that they had, like, one shooting in the 90s, and then they changed their whole gun reform, and they haven't had anything happen since.
I mean, you get shanked, so you're still going to die, but you got to at least defend yourself at least. I mean, it depends how good the person is, you know, with the knife or whatever, but, like... Either way, bro, there's just bad people everywhere, to be honest. But if you slow it down some way, then yes. But then again, would I rather be shot or stabbed? Both kind of suck. But, I mean...
But see, that's the thing. This thing has nothing to do with
bad people.
With, you know...
The weapon.
With the weapon, the gun. Yes, this is... These school shootings are happening because we're not taking the precautions and the measures to protect our kids.
And you need to start paying these teachers more too, though.
Because that's
a dangerous job. Like, I feel like when certain schools, I mean, it's summer right now, so when they go back to school, it's going to be a lot of, what's it called, paranoia for these teachers and for these students, because you never know you're going to make it back. I remember when we used to have, like, school lockdowns because of just, like, the threat. Yeah. You remember them times.
Yeah, been on lockdown the whole day.
Exactly. You know? Everybody enjoying it, though.
Yeah, it was still so crazy, man. I remember one time we was on lockdown. Somebody brought a gun to school. And long story short, there's one girl in a classroom below us. They wasn't letting anybody use the bathroom. So messed around and peed in the garbage cans. Crazy.
What?
Yeah, man. It was. We didn't get home until like 7 o'clock. Yeah.
What?
It was crazy. People were like, man, I gotta go home, man.
I remember that too. I didn't have a phone one time, and I was just like, damn, I can't call my mom.
You
feel me? That's what like made my parents be like, all right, he needs a phone. I'll be like, yeah, bro, I'm 15.
A crazy story. So I had to be a junior around this time. We was at Wharton, and we was locked down. The day was cool. We got to school. First class. Went upstairs, man. And they said, oh, school on lockdown. Somebody brought a gun to school. This down the third. So I'm like, dang, who brought a gun to school? I was actually looking forward to that day in school for whatever reason. And so long story short, I get a phone call from my mom. And she mad. She like, da-da-da-da. She's like, yo, brother, you know, they got the school calling me. I'm like, wait a minute, the school calling you? I said, the school on lockdown because of Caleb? And she was like, yeah, they talking about Caleb brought a gun to school. I was like, what?
Caleb?
Nah, no way. Caleb don't lock the school down. So my mom said they going to call you down to the office. I don't know when, but you need to go down there and see what's going on. Blase. So... and it's literally 30 minutes later they call my name. You can call your foster, please. So I'm like, everybody looking at me. I'm like, I get down. Caleb in the office spook. You know, Caleb like, yo, I don't know what's going on, man. Long story short, Caleb got involved. Wasn't involved. Somebody was talking about guns. Somebody was walking by. Was minding not their business. Was over listening to somebody's conversation. And basically was like, oh, you know, Caleb and, you know, so-and-so.
Oh, so he was just snitching.
Yeah, man. So.
That's kind of wild.
But, yeah, it was crazy. But I was just a little slack.
That's crazy, bro. Like, see? Like, what?
That's stupid.
Caleb be chilling.
Caleb, not disclaimer.
Yeah, Caleb is cool, bro.
You know, it just, people, you know, it was crazy.
That's wild. But, yeah, I remember it was, like, speaking of lockdowns, it was like for that and for like really bad storms. That's the only time school would be locked down.
Really? Yeah, I've never been locked down for a storm.
Really?
I remember raining really bad and they delayed the buses, but never like, okay.
Yeah, it was like that. It would be like, we can't let everybody out right now type deal. But other than that, yeah, I think there's no real, I don't know if there's really a solution to the gun control thing. Because, you know, people ain't
you go to a bank. There's several banks here in Tampa where, you know, they have armed security guards front of the building, back of the building. You know,
GTE, you know what I mean? Get it together, because y'all ain't got that.
You know, if we could do the same level and care for places, establishments like that. We could do the same thing for kids. But like I said, you know, this has been a topic of conversation for years.
You know, again, how, this, though?
How many people have to die?
Exactly. Like, my thing is, I think they should have, like, more schools be, like, gated and you need, like, a key card access or, like, a fingerprint scanner if it comes down to that. So you know, like, who's in there and who's not, who's allowed in, who's not allowed in.
Right.
And then they got to, they should.
Metal detectors.
Metal detectors, they need that.
Every school, you know.
It was crazy. It's gonna come down to
that,
right? But you,
but if that's what has to be done to control this, then we gotta do it because we could tighten up the place, but a kid could slip in with a gun because that kid is just, you know,
crazy.
Who knows what he's thinking?
Yeah,
you know, he ain't got the right mindset. So
it's 100%,
you know.
But other than that, I mean.
But to say, oh, we ain't got no money, I don't want to hear that excuse.
Yeah, makes sense.
We need to get it done, you know. Exactly. We got people, I've seen posts about men in Texas volunteering, you know, just to be posted up, you know.
My tattoo artist, his kid's about to start kindergarten soon, I think. Yeah, she's like 4, but he's about to start kindergarten or pre-K or whatever. He's saying, like, a specific school that he's trying to enroll her in, like they allow the parents to come and sit in the school.
Mm.
So, I mean, he has the time to do it because he works himself, but it's just like that's a lot. I mean, like, I don't know how that's gonna affect certain kids because I don't know if that's gonna make them want to bully you more or less because your parents always there and you don't really get to, you know, be by yourself as a kid. But I don't know how that's gonna work. But he said that he would post up outside the door with his because he got that thing on him too.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, but so it's like,
but I don't even think it would like cause bullying. It's just your parent is just being extra precautious because unfortunately, you know, everybody lacks. I mean, but
I think it's,
I would do the same thing to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I don't want my kid to die.
Exactly. You know, so if you got the time to do it, but again, I feel like, you know, if we're sending our kids out, you know, y'all gotta do the bare minimum as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, man, you know, I worked at Club Piranha and we were posted up everywhere. Exactly. We had people going, you know, and monitoring, you know, we could do the same thing, you know,
tighten up, America.
We just got tighten up, yeah, that's all.
But yeah, it's a lot going on, man. It's a crazy world. And another RIP. I mean, you probably not have heard of him, but rest in peace to Trouble, and rest in peace to Metro Boomin's mother.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, I heard that this morning. I was just like, oh goodness, that's a lot. Oh, people getting killed left and right in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's wicked.
How did she?
Her boyfriend killed her, and then he offed himself. Yeah, that's what the story is.
Dang.
Yeah, so rest in peace to Metro Boomin's mother. Prayers up. And rest in peace to Trouble, because he got gunned down in his car, too.
I think I heard of Trouble.
He has a song with Drake. It's really good. We used to freestyle to it, like, a long time ago.
So, no, I was gonna say, I think I heard of Trouble.
Yeah.
Dang, he was gunned down?
Yeah, in his car. Shot to death.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, man. But yeah, that's what's going on, like, currently. There is something too about the trans community, but I don't know if we're gonna we tackle that one or no.
I mean, what's going on?
So it's like it's pretty much like they're banning. Oh my god! All right, it's Kyle's face, bro. So they're banning them. Let me get the exact quote so I don't misquote it. It's nothing crazy, to be honest. It's nothing like super like out there, like so. It's about sports, so it's wild. It's,
okay.
All right, so it's in Ohio. So the House passes the bill that would ban transgender female athletes from playing female-only sports. So pretty much men that transitioned into females, they cannot play in female-only sports anymore. Okay. Which I think is fair.
That's fair?
Yes.
You a whole Super Saiyan on your
tour. Exactly.
That's not fair.
Yeah, and you I seen this on Snapchat too, where it was like two, I don't know if they were trans or not, but I think they were. I don't know. It's intergender. I don't know the difference between that and transgender, so I'm not trying to misquote, but I don't know. But we're too small to get canceled, bro, but oh well. So this dude that looked like a shorty, it's pretty much reversed. So the man that got transitioned to a woman, and a woman tried to transition to a man. So the man that got transitioned to a woman beat the dog shit out of this woman that transitioned to a man. And it was like the most unfair thing ever. I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. I thought she would have whooped his ass because He looks soft, but no, it's reverse. He beat the dog shit out of her. I was like, it's a match between two energetic people goes horribly wrong. I was just like, what is going on, bro? But I was just like, in certain things, men and women should not be competing against each other, especially in physical fights like that. Like, I don't care. Yeah. She was more built than him. She looked way stronger. I thought she was going to dominate, dude.
Man.
He was skinny. He looked regular. He was beating the brakes off of her, bro. So I'm like, I saw that and I was like, I do think that's kind of fair.
Nah, it is fair.
You still have the anatomy of a man.
Exactly. So like, you built like a man, broad shoulders, you know what I'm saying? There's a...
Yes, you know, there's advantages.
What we're going to see the NBA, you know, have...
You think we can watch?
Nah, I mean, I'm not saying it can't be done, but, you know...
It'd just be unfair.
Yeah, not to be in the same category. You know what I'm saying? If it's a whole female track race, it's a bunch of females.
Yeah.
And you got a transgender, you know, a male that turned into a female. You know, he probably will have a better advantage a little bit.
Exactly.
You know, but still, it's not fair because as a woman, you know, I'm competing against other women, but, you know, but those are just my thoughts, you know?
I had the same views too, but yeah, I thought that was interesting when I saw that.
But no, that's fair. 100%. That's fair. Yeah. I see no problem.
I see no problem with that either. But yeah, so that's going on in real time news.
But that's just in Ohio?
Just in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So far. So that's what they passed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ohio was like, look.
Hey, sorry. Man. But I understand it though. But what else is going on in the world, man? I'm trying to think, like, because we didn't really plan our outline for this week.
Honestly,
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars. So, I haven't really done a video regarding Star Wars because it's a lot. It's a lot going on in these episodes, you know. And honestly, I'm going to be truthful. It doesn't feel like Star Wars to me. Like, when watching it, it's like, okay, these are Star Wars characters. But it doesn't feel like Star Wars. I don't know for one, the music. Y'all on Imperial March. Play that shit for Darth Vader. You know, like they playing, you know, these other things. Okay, yeah, come on. It's just, and I don't know if it's the essence, but don't get me wrong. This show is fire. I love it. I love the first two episodes where they really showed us how much
Obi-Wan has
changed. Yeah. You know, he is our hermit. You know, my man is, you know, taking a minimum wage job, barely.
Yeah,
you know,
cutting pieces of, look like salmon.
They showed that. Well, one thing I really do hope, you know, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, but I really hope they hyped up Hayden Christensen, the guy that plays Anakin, much.
He's barely in there.
He's barely, you know what I'm saying?
He's instead of a 5-second scene where he just looks at him and just, whoop, that's
right.
It.
Right, and which was cool. That was cool. But they hyped him up so much, and then they also said that we're gonna see a emotionally conflicted Vader. The Vader we've seen so far,
he doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't seem conflicted.
Burn his old ass up.
But again, it's 4, 5, and 6, and I guess where I'm coming from is that, you know, it's been a lot of hate in the Star Wars community. You know, over the community loves. They love it. They got a season 2 coming. You know, it's going to be 6.
6 episodes per season?
This is it.
Oh,
this
is it. My
That's
God.
What I'm saying. So we got 3 more episodes. So who knows? That's Maybe it? They'll give us what I want, but.
Nah, yeah, they need to. What? I didn't know that. I thought we
Yeah,
be like
that's
10.
What I'm saying. So they kind of said it's been kind of confirmed, but they're making a season 2.
I know it, but like, that's going to take a year or 2.
But it's coming. It's coming.
But,
it's in the works.
Bro,
because they don't want to make any
episodes.
They don't want to make anything with these characters because they got to pay George Lucas. And again, they want to focus on the future of Star Wars.
Oh man!
But I like this because honestly, I grew up with these characters.
Exactly.
So I see, because these are theories that I thought, you know, what was Obi-Wan doing around this time? Like, what could he have? What was Darth Vader doing?
Cutting salmon.
You know,
living
so,
in a hut. But not in a cave.
Exactly. But no, I like this. So hopefully we get... And I guess where I'm coming from again is too, is that, yeah, bro, they were just dogging these characters, these actors, saying that the only reason they got these roles is because they was black.
Oh, nostalgia.
Yeah, just...
Oh, the chick?
Yeah.
Bro. I mean, she is annoying. I'm not going to lie. Her character is annoying, but like, I don't know. It's interesting, I guess. I've never seen these characters before. I mean, in the game.
Right.
In Fallen Order, right. They were in the
But
the
yeah, her game, character but. Is completely new. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And And there's more to the story. Like I said, the series isn't done yet, but people were like dogging her out because of episodes 1 and 2. And I'm like, well, look, she was annoying. Yeah, she was annoying, but that's how her character was written. Yeah. But I'm just like, damn. I mean, at the end of the day, she got paid to read some words off of a paper. People was dogging her out because she was like, oh, I never really watched Star Wars. Oh, and it's like, I would have never said that. Yeah, that's what's actually, you should have said that. Yeah. But I mean, you know, but. Another dude said it too. The guy that played, I think his name is Jude Law. He plays the Grand Inquisitor, the guy that got stabbed. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
He even said that, you know, hey, I never read or watched, you know, my character because Grand Inquisitor is in the Star Wars Rebels. So we see him and he got stabbed in the show. So that's what I'm saying. He has like 3 or 4 stomachs, bro. It's crazy. Oh, this guy
right. Like OP. So he ain't done.
Yeah, he's not done.
Okay, no. Bad. So but yeah, there's a lot going on.
It's
with that
a one. Lot.
But the fans really be Star Wars people kind of crazy,
bro. I was gonna drop a video, but I was like, you know, I was like, we're gonna do the AK, so I could, you know, I could kind of talk about it here. But yeah, it was really throwing some hate. But overall, it's a lot of love. And I like, again, I like Obi-Wan. I love the grittiness of it. Mm. The only thing I hope we do get to see
better.
Yeah, and that was another thing too. I thought the fight scene was kind of cheap.
It was trash. You know? He was like really weak. I don't like seeing Obi-Wan like that.
I mean, well, again, it's been 10 years.
Like, train, nigga. Like, what?
But he don't want to. He was just a man. That one dude told him too. He was like, you're not a Jedi anymore. You're just a man.
Dead ass. The way he was getting tossed around.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Another thing too, I like seeing young Leia. I think that's really cool. And then
her character's really nice.
And then, yeah, the actor that plays Leia, she's awesome.
But. And the Indian dude that was in the one episode,
Haja.
Yes, yeah, I was like, he was hilarious, bro. I thought that was like cool to put him in there.
Yeah,
it was dope.
But it was cool. I mean, think about it. People were probably doing that, you know,
yeah,
just to make some extra cash. But that and
speaking of extra cash, bro. Florida's too damn expensive. Yeah. Oh, well, Tampa, I should say. I think, like, I said this before to my friends this weekend, like, even after this little situation, I think eventually, bro, I don't know if I'm going to move to Georgia or I'm going to move to Orlando, but I think for now, I'm seriously, like, if anybody knows me, I move a lot. I move apartments a lot. This is my 4th apartment. Like, it is ridiculous how much I move. I can't even admit that. Like, sometimes I make, like, very rash decisions. I'm working on it. And I have a lot of different things to work on, too. But I am seriously considering, like, moving far outside of Tampa. Like, I'm still going to be in Tampa, like, every weekend to do this and to, like, just do gigs and see my family and friends. But I'm seriously considering moving to Orlando, bro. Like, it is a little bit cheaper over there.
Where?
Yeah. From what I'm seeing, like, real rent-wise.
Like, what area? You don't have to...
Orlando.
Like staying in the city of Orlando?
Yeah. Or, like, at least a little bit outside.
A little bit outside. Okay, but just the general area.
Yeah, like, probably, like, 20 minutes outside.
I didn't want you to say, you know. Yeah. Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right, yeah.
You know, you feel me? Like, 789, right, da-da-da road. Yeah, right, like, yeah, no, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm really considering it, bro, because it's really expensive in Tampa, bro. And it's not really, you're not getting anything out of it, because I'm going to keep it a buck. Ybor is dirty as hell.
Yeah.
And the only thing I've eaten Ybor, shout out to Prana. I had to throw it out there, and you know, in Tangra, and there's a lot of things out there too. But I feel like there's more to do in Orlando. You get more bang for your buck. That's what I would say.
Mm.
And thankfully, put myself. I don't really care, bro. I work from home, so I can do what I want. Yeah. I can pretty much go wherever I want in the world and work. Thankfully, right. But it's a lot, man. Tampa is really expensive.
Yeah,
bro.
It's getting crowded.
We're becoming like Miami.
Yeah, it's getting crowded for no reason. I agree. Like I said, honestly over here where we're at, it's
you have a special case because private. I don't want to put your business on. Oh my god.
Well, when I first moved here, it's been like what 3 years. In this area, it was literally Dolo. Nobody was over here.
This is a condo, right?
Yeah, this is.
Okay, yes.
But they're building more. It's more people, exactly. You know, so it's like...
Something privately owned is way better than renting from the complex itself. That's what I was saying. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm suggesting.
But no, Orlando don't know, bro.
Yeah.
I'm
going to give us something
to
do.
Like, I think, yeah.
Because downtown, you got downtown Orlando, downtown Disney, you got Disney Springs, like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just thinking about it long term. I'm right now though, like
there'll probably be more opportunities as a DJ.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking too. So it's a lot that I'm thinking about right now, bro. Honestly, like after this last weekend. Sorry again. If you hear this. So sorry. But For real, man. It's a lot, right? Nah. I'm going on like a little like Kanye tangent. I feel like it right now. But nah, man, I'm really on like this whole focus on me thing right now. It's just like I have a lot to improve on right now. Financially, emotionally, and everything. Just everything. I thought I was that nigga, bro. I thought I was finally at the point where it's like, hey bro, you're that guy, pal. You're that guy. You feel me? But I realize I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy at all. And I have a lot of work to do on myself, man. So this was this rest of this year is dedicated to. Honestly, I thought this summer I was about to wild out. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I want to be like that no more, man. Like,
but bro, you're all good though, bro. You're all good. The fact that you know, and likewise myself, bro. There are things that you know I'm trying to improve on, you know, as a man and just trying to be better. But again, it's you know. As long as you, you know, you got that mindset and, you know, you doing, you applying it into your actions, you straight, you know, exactly. And I see it too, bro. You know,
I appreciate that because everybody's been telling me that, like, you know, I'm like, am I really like this piece of shit guy? Like, I mean, I have my moments where it's just like, but it's like, I don't intentionally try to fuck up. You feel me?
Well, bro, and yeah, I understand 100%, bro. I we're imperfect.
Exactly. You know? Like, I'm not, you know. I thought I was, I'm not that guy.
But again, it's when you fall, it's how you get back up. And if you're willing to learn from it.
Exactly.
And it's how you apply moving forward.
Exactly.
And that's all we can do, bro.
Yes.
Like, you straight, man.
Nah, I appreciate it, dog. That really helped me a lot, bro. Because you boy was, that just snapped. Ew. Old nigga moment. I just snapped out of that shit. She rubbed off on me. But, nah, it's just, yeah, it was a lot, man. But now, like, once I'm doing the podcast, you know, hanging around my friends and people, like, I feel good, but at the same time, I need to be fine just by myself, too. So that's my thing. And it's, like, crazy I'm relating this back to the rappers and music, but I was watching a lot of Big Sean stuff. Like, he's, like, saying the same thing. You just gotta go do things by yourself. So I'm trying to do that more throughout the year. Just go do things that I want to do. And you know, sometimes my friends may not be, like, you guys may not be available to do it because we all have our own lives. I'm gonna just go do it by myself. So I think there's nothing wrong with that, and just learning and growing, bro. That's what I want to do this year. And I gotta, you know, ask you for some wave tips. Got this big.
Oh yeah, I was about to tell you. I was like, so you got a haircut?
Yeah, bro. I got it. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It's low, bro. But, I mean, y'all can't see it, but yeah, my hair is very, very, very low right now.
I think
now.
You posted it out. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, bro. I buzzed it all off. I was just like, it's time for change. It's just, I feel like with a new haircut means like a new you in a way. But yeah, okay, it's low, nice, bro. Man. I'm just trying to brush it and like, you know, get the waves and everything.
It's just wearing a durag.
Exactly. I'm happy I kept all of these. I got hella colors.
You know, one trick, if I have to get one piece.
Durag talk.
The plastic bag. When you wash your hair, plastic bag.
In the shower?
Shower and outside the shower.
Okay, you know, bad.
Just doing it in the sink, but the plastic bag meant to do work.
I got to cut to like 1.5. That's why I started to like start training it early.
That's straight. Do you know what kind of hairstyle? I have coarse hair, so I have to use that wave grease.
Oh, you have coarse hair?
Well, my hair is weird. I shouldn't say I have coarse hair. If I don't take care of it, it becomes coarse.
Okay, mine's the same way. But our hair is naturally curly, though.
Yeah.
We have, like, 4C hair. Because we have, like, we have curly hair, but it's, like, tight curls.
Right.
So it's, like, yeah. It's, like, yeah, it has to be trained in a way. Like, we can't, like.
That's all
it has is. It has to stay moisturized.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
So, but nah, yeah, it looks fair, bro. Who you go to?
Huh?
Who cut it?
Oh, shout out to Kendrick's.
Oh,
yeah, Kendrick's. Shout out to Kendrick's, man. Kendrick's. We might have tagged him on this episode.
Kendrick.
But yeah, the mixes, I'm gonna still do Mixcloud because SoundCloud just be charging, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that because I'm not getting paid off them. But so yeah, that, and then I'm eventually gonna buy another turntable for myself, probably hopefully for my birthday, and you know, I'm gonna start post some TikToks and all that good stuff, bro. I just need you know, get my awareness out there and my social media presence.
Nah, likewise, bro. I'm trying to really hit it hard with the insurance.
You're killing it.
I appreciate it. I'm really trying to just really get my name out there, too. You know, I have the people are, like, I'm busy. People are literally, like, referring their friends and family to me, which I appreciate, you know. So, I'm busy, but I would like, but yeah, if I post up on TikTok, stuff like that. And, you know, that's one thing.
You could do that. Oh, my God. I was just realizing.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I could, you know, it could get big, but we'll see, man. You know, I don't really like people in my personal life, you know.
No, I'm saying you could just post about insurance things.
No, I know, yeah. So that's one thing I was going to do. And then also the insurance podcast, you know, I was thinking about starting that up. So, yeah, it's a lot of things in the pipeline, but I'm just trying to stick with it. I'm trying to, you know, keep grinding myself. You know, I have my days too. You know,
exactly, bro.
You know, it's like just trying to, you know, meditate, you know, do the things that I know is going to put me in a positive outlook. Mm. And like I said, you know, I've been killing at the gym, bro. So.
Yes, I've been seeing that. I got to get out of here, bro.
I was just saying earlier today, it's great. I think this is the longest time I paid for a gym membership.
Deadass.
Like, it's probably maybe 9-8 months, like, at least.
You've been killing it. You've been crushing it.
So, I appreciate it, man. So, I'm just trying to, you know.
You look like two different people. It's like, in a good way.
You know, it's crazy, bro. So, but nah, it's I'm getting stronger. I'm getting faster. So at this point, I'm really just cutting. So I have to, you know, watch the amount of calories I take, and because I want to turn the fat I have on my body into just muscle. Straight muscle. You know, so I don't need to be taking in more carbs than need be. But it's a balance, you know, and that's all. And that's really all.
Yeah, it's everything. That's what I'm trying to find in my life, bro. And just in general, it's just balance. I'm like, what do I really want from life? And just
the journey.
My thing is, bro, how do you handle negative self-talk? Like, when your mind's going
crazy. You have to train yourself. Like I said, you have to do things that put you in a positive outlook.
Mm.
So, I mean,
it happens to me randomly, bro. I'll just be like, even if I do, like, a slight mess up or something, I'll just be like, it's a problem, but, you know, my former thing, she told me, like, I don't know what's going on, but whatever. But she always, like, say, like, you know, you gotta stop that. Like, that's one thing that you gotta work on. Like, because that's a bad trait I have. I'm really putting myself out there today.
Same here.
But, yeah, that's my worst trait is overthinking and just negative self-talk. Even though I could be doing, like, everything right. I could be like, nah, bro, like, you fucking up. Like, you're something you're missing.
Man, you fucking suck.
Yeah. I say that to myself. I'm like, damn, nigga, like, why would you... You fucked up, bro. Yeah. And it'll be something so small. Yeah. But if I see that somebody's, like, not all the way happy with me, it just, it'll fuck me up. Like, I don't know what it is, but I need to do therapy.
Nah, man. I mean, like I said, you know, I battle some of the same things, bro. Just, you know, you go through life and, you know, you're just like, you know, damn, you know, am I worthy?
Exactly.
You know, is it... But I grind myself. I get myself right. I center myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the things around me and I just kind of humble myself. And I start to appreciate, like I said, you know, last night, it's cool to see that we got our own cribs because we literally came from nothing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So to see us, you know, come from where we came from, you know, to where we are right now, that's something to be happy about. And then, you know, again, other things to, again, get you in a positive. So,
exactly.
But again, it's a daily battle, bro. You can't give up. It's a daily battle, you know.
Mm.
And like I said, I go through it. I know people that go through it, you know. You got to do things that, you know, overall just... For me, you know, speaking for myself personally, I do things that, you know, make me happy, and, you know, I'm with people that make me happy.
Exactly.
You know, so.
My thing is, like, I have that, and when I am around people, I feel the happiest, but my thing now I gotta work on is just being happy. I am happy when I am chilling by myself sometimes, because I just do need, like, that time to recharge and just be away from people. I think we both do, and that's where our introvert side kicks in, but, like, I need to be truly happy just, like, being by myself, even if I'm chilling at the crib. Just be happy. Like, I don't have to be... If I can be still and calm and happy. Like, I don't have to be DJing or practicing, or I don't have to be out doing something to, like, feel good. Like, I just need to just...
Have you ever just chilled at the crib?
I have.
You didn't go anywhere?
Yeah. I did that this morning.
Okay.
That was fine. So, I was like, I feel fine, but then it comes to my head and I was like, am I happy or am I just chilling? And it's just like, what? It'll be some stupid shit like that. You feel me? The brain just be going crazy.
Bro, you got to steal your mind, bro.
Exactly. We're really going in.
For me, bro, like I said, my mind is going, you know, so many things. I overthink so many. You can ask Janae, you know. I'm planning on going on a trip. And, you know, I'm thinking about every worst case scenario possible.
Yeah.
There could be, you know, and I'm insurance, so it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there are times where I have to literally take myself out of, you know, whatever I'm doing, literally, you know.
And calm yourself.
Exactly.
That's how I feel like whenever, like.
Should really get into meditate, bro. I think
I might.
Meditation, you know, just really being still, it really calms the mind. You know,
that's people keep saying too. It's like, I'm like,
and it doesn't have to be like a set time. It could be 30 seconds, 15, it could be 20 minutes, you know, but whatever you could do to kind of just take yourself out of the present and really just align yourself. And that's really all it is, man.
I think I might have to start doing that because
it helps for me, man. And honestly, shout out to my mom because I didn't believe any of this stuff. And growing up, how we grew up, you know, I didn't believe any of this. any of these things, but I took the time, did my research, and I started applying these things to my day-to-day life, and I hope that, you know, it helps, you know, but the people around me say, you know, they do, so I hope, but there are times where I fall short, but again, I have to keep on applying these things and just keep being the best version of myself I can be, and that's just my personal goal. Yeah. You know, so, and... Yeah, man.
I just want to be somebody that everybody can be proud of. And just be like, you know.
You are, man. I'm proud of you,
I appreciate that. But it's like, I have to think that to myself. Like, yeah. Sometimes I feel like, damn, like, you are really, I really am doing, like, overall, I am really doing good in life. But it's like, certain, like, setbacks I'm having right now, it's just like, it makes me feel like, okay, bro. Yeah. Like, you have to step up, like, 1,000 times more. But now it's just like, all right, I'm just taking things one step at a time. Handle this, handle that.
And you're good, bro. You already know what's up. You got the plan in motion. Exactly. You're straight, man.
You're just taking those steps and taking it day by day, bro. Because you want the process to be hurried up and just be good already, but it's not like that.
I understand. Yeah, you try so hard. Yeah, you take, you know, one step forward, and then you take mess up 3-4 steps back. Yeah.
Exactly, bro.
And it's like, damn.
You know me? I don't want to be, you know, sad boy and go 24/7. You know, I ain't trying to be like that, bro. Like, I have my moments, but it's just like, God, like,
yeah, man.
You feel me? Because, like, a lot of people lean on me for that shit. So it's just like, I mean, I have you and I have my cousin. I have other people I can, thankfully, to lean on when I'm going through stuff. Because it is rare. Right. You don't be seeing, like, the sad side of me. But it happens.
But see, that's the thing, too, bro. You have to take care of. Okay, and it also sounds like you're just an empath as well. Because you just said that people, you know, gravitate towards you and they, you know, they lean on you. And that can wear you down.
It does.
Because, you know, you are allowing people to be open and be free about their problem situations, and that energy can get attached to you. So yeah, so like I said, there are times and it's inevitable. You know, we have people around us, you know, you're not gonna tell a homeboy, yo bro, don't talk to me, I don't want to know your problems.
Exactly.
You know, but these are it sounds like bro, yeah.
Yeah, I tell people to like not dump all the problems on me at once. I did start telling people that because I'm like,
for real?
I did. I can't lie. I did tell them. I was like, I can't lie. I started telling some people. I was like, hey, like, please don't do that to me today. Like, I always ask people, I'm like, hey,
but you have to do things that protect your energy.
Exactly. So I had to start doing that. Because before, I'm like, everybody just lean on me for this shit. And I was just like, I don't mind. But it's just like, it can be a lot sometimes, bro. Especially if it's like very constant. But,
I understand.
You know, thankfully, those people are there for me now when I need that help when I'm going through my certain like things. And it's always, it's just, all I'm going to say, I'm going to end off with this. The heart is a very treacherous thing, and love is very complicated. That's all I will say. And right now, I just need to focus on myself and find out what I really want. So, that's it. That's all I'm going to say about that. And I don't know how many minutes we're in. Oh, my God, 37?
Longest podcast ever, but
yeah,
no, I appreciate all you guys listening. Love you guys, bro. Honestly, hey, a great podcast, bro. And honestly, look, and off on a positive note, you're doing great, bro.
Thank you. You're my brother, man.
So, I don't... Like I said, we're imperfect.
Exactly.
So, you know, we're all, but again, it's how we get up moving forward.
Yes.
And as long as we together, as long as we got our people around us, you know, we're not going to fail.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, appreciate you guys. This is the AK96 Podcast, signing out. This is Kyle.
This is Alex. We out.
All right.